USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster is speaking about Hurricane Dorian as it makes its way toward the United States.
The latest forecast still has South Carolina in the path of a very destructive and deadly storm. If you are in one of the evacuation zones in the counties along the coast, then the time to leave is now.
The governor is urging anyone within one of eight counties in the evacuation zone along the coast to leave. The suspect, who went on the West Texas murder spree, made several phone calls to law enforcement before the shooting. Odessa Police Chief Michael Gerke says the man was angry about being fired from his job.
He called 911, Odessa Police Department's 911, and so did his employer. And basically they were complaining on each other because they had a disagreement over the firing.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stumped? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The head of the AFL-CIO is not a fan of the USMCA trade deal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka says unions are not ready to back what he calls the White House's unenforceable replacement for the NAFTA deal, despite President Trump's claims.
We want to get to yes. We've been working with trade rep Lighthizer to try to get there, and hopefully we will.
Trumka also saying on Fox News Sunday,
if Mexico can't enforce their own agreement, their own laws, then this agreement will never work.
At least 30 people are feared to be dead following an early Monday morning fire on a dive boat off the coast of Southern California. Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Mark Barney says,
we overheard a garbled mayday call over Channel 16, the Marine Band Radio, that was engulfed in flame.
The boat caught fire 30 miles off the coast of Ventura, California. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Everyone knows Johnny Cash in his prime, singing alongside Elvis Presley and performing for presidents. But what really made Cash tick? Well, I had a chance to catch up with Pastor Greg Laurie, who has a new book out titled Johnny Cash, The Redemption of an American Icon, and one of the things we discuss is some of the misconceptions regarding Cash and even how faith played such a huge role in his life.
You know, it's a funny thing. I was doing an interview recently, and the interviewer asked me, did Johnny Cash come to believe in Jesus Christ when he was in prison? And, you know, the thing is, Johnny Cash never served time in prison. He was arrested 5 times. He spent time in jail, all for misdemeanor charges. But the point is he's known as a bad boy. He's a man in black. But in the saints, they thought he was a sinner. And sinners, well, they thought he was a saint. And the reality is Johnny Cash was both. He was a man who had a deep and abiding faith in Jesus Christ that he never lost throughout his entire life and career. But he was a man who had flaws, a man who fell time and time again, got up, and tried again. And I guess one of the reasons that Johnny lived out his life to 71 is because Johnny did have this faith in Christ that sustained him in his darkest moments of life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.